This is Holiday Readings and Remembrances, a series of reflections on the season by members of the Northern Michigan University community and local and area residents. Today, a series of reflections on Christmas over the years in poetry from Christine Sari.
Christmas 1943. Wake up. My mother's voice comes from afar as I emerge from a deep sleep. My father stands by my bedside, wearing his uniform. I knew he would come, I say to my mother, full of reproach. She had refused to believe. I recite Orion's poem, the poem I've learned by heart for my father, and go back to sleep. When the Christ child rings the bell on Christmas Eve, my happiness is complete. The candles shine brighter than the year before. The cookies taste sweeter. My father is home. It snows on Christmas morning. Soft flakes settle on my father's cap and whiten my hair as we say goodbye. Then he vanishes in the vast whiteness. I will not see him again. Christmas 1963. I'm home. Home for Christmas. Christmas at the farm. Walks in the snow, writing letters, reading books by the stove. Candles and cookies. Quiet and peace. And yet, this Christmas is bittersweet. This is the last Christmas before my life will change. Before I will go off to Hong Kong to teach. Before I will get married and leave for America. My mother has handed the farm to me, but this is not where I will live. Still, wherever I will go, this place will remain home. Christmas 1964. The Christmas lights bother me the most. Multicolored bulbs going off and on at fixed intervals all evening long. I have barely arrived, my trunks not yet unpacked. A new bride, an immigrant at the start of a new life in a country which I do not love. I'm crying secretly in John's childhood room. I'm not crying about the lights. I'm crying for all I have left behind. Christmas 1970. We have come to the wintry farm in Austria from a mountain village in Taiwan, from orange groves and freesia fields, from bustling markets filled with life, from crowded Asia, to this solitary place. As in the past, we celebrate the birth of Christ with candlelight and simple gifts. Three generations around a tree from our woods, a tree hung with ornaments of wax my father poured when he was young. As in the past, the tile stove warms the living room. In unheated bedrooms, ice flowers bloom. At the neighbors, incense blessing lingers. The old one's fragile now, but still alive. We sing carols, eat Kletzenbrot, drink homemade schnapps. As in the past, we go to midnight mass, bundled up against the cold. We barrel down the icy road on my childhood sled, shoot around sharp corners, fly at breakneck speed, thankful to be alive when we reach the river. As in the past, trumpets sound from the tower of the church, greeting parishioners who arrive on foot. Inside, warm breath rises like steam from every mouth. Stille Nacht, Heilige Nacht. It sounds so warm in the frosty church. Frozen to the core, we pull the sled uphill, fall into our ice-cold bed, hold tight to warm each other on this holy night, the night we conceive our second child. Christmas 1976. Our friends raise rabbits in their backyard, their annual supply of meat. They are in a bind. Two rabbits, the litter runts, need to be bottle-fed to live. They name them Nip and Tuck, go attached, and are saddened when Nip dies. How can they eat Tuck? Would Matthias like a rabbit, they plead? Reluctantly, we give in. After all, it is Christmas Eve. We dig out a giant box, put the rabbit onto straw, place a red ribbon for decor. A piano? Matthias, who is 6, guesses in dismay. When he sees the rabbit, he bursts into tears and, overwhelmed with joy, nuzzles Tuck all night. On Christmas Day, our friends come for dinner. They shove their share into the oven. A festive table is laden with food. What's that? Matthias asks, viewing the unfamiliar meat. When he understands what we are about to eat, he takes his rabbit into his arms. Look, he says, disgusted. They're eating your relative. He flees into his room and does not eat a bite. Christmas 1985. A potted Norfolk pine at the Chengdu Flower Market beckons to be our Christmas tree this year. I attach 4 birthday candles, 1 for each of us, and hang straw cones I have brought along. We did not expect a Western Christmas here in China. Yet there is no escape from Santa Claus, jingle bells, gaudy Christmas cards, and kitschy gifts from students. China outdoes America in tasteless knick-knack offerings. There are Christmas parties, banquets, and festivities. The English Department, the Office for Foreigners, the American Embassy, even the Jingjiang Hotel, all send invitations to events we must attend. Even midnight mass happens here, in western China, near the border of Tibet. Looking for the church, we cycle through narrow lanes, past tea houses, parks and temples, and 14 water buffaloes. The mass in Latin, the priest with his back to the flock. 1,500 people have shown up. Prayers that sound like Buddhist chants. Bells replaced by fireworks. This Christmas feels familiar, yet everything is out of joint, like Silent Night sung out of tune. We feel unnerved, and yet maybe it is healthy to be thrown out of our customary ways. Christmas 1988. You are cruel, my mother says. I won't go. I do not blame her. Who would give up 7 rooms, rooms filled with books and a lifetime of treasures, 50 years of living in one place? My mother is in America with us for Christmas, to be weaned from the farm. You are cruel. I won't go, she says, again and again. She wants to go back home. It is not a Merry Christmas. 4 months later, back in Austria, I drop her off at the old folks' home. She lives in her tiny room for 11 years. In the end, she forgets she once lived on a farm, and I find forgiveness. Christmas 2001. At 94, my mother has let go. She died while we fixed the farm. For half a century, she has lived with only one stove for heat, grateful for warm water and electric lights. Who would want more? We do. Central heating, a shower, rooms for family and guests. We want it all. Money handed down and 8 months of labor transformed the place. We are ready for a family Christmas in comfort and in warmth. We hang the ornament my father made. We bake cookies from my mother's recipes. We sled on my childhood sled. We build snowmen, read books, play games. We visit friends and neighbors. We take in Christmas markets and festivities. 3 generations are assembled. We are the oldsters now. The spirit of ancestors hovers everywhere. Yet the laughter of grandchildren has brought new life to this house, has made Christmas new in a new millennium.
Holiday Readings and Remembrances is a production of Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM, Marquette. If you'd like to hear today's feature again or share it with a friend, go to WNMUFM.org. I'm Hans Ahlstrom. Happy Holidays.